We're going to discuss in this lecture the issues of power and politics. In the West, since World War II, the environmental movement has almost exclusively operated under the assumption that the institution of democracy was sacrosanct. In other words, the solution to all problems was to work through the system and try to reach the American people. The American people are assumed to be a benevolent force, and if we could just reach the American people, my goodness, what a big success that would be. There were some successes in the 1970s. There were. But since 1980, the American environmental movement has gone nowhere. And in terms of the future of the planet, things have gone very badly and are heading in a catastrophic direction. Now, we need to discuss the issue of ethics and politics. We need to discuss the issue of human rights and the so-called right to life. Who has a right to life? Only people? Only one species? Does one species have the right to kill off everything else on the planet? Our answer is clear, and that answer is no, it does not. The level of the destruction is truly mind-boggling. 97% of the lions, 98% of the tigers, 99% of the whales. We could go on. This would be a 300-hour lecture. A good part of the world's largest rivers now run dry. Half the rainforests are gone. 95% of America's original forests have been destroyed. And so on. Is this a benevolent process? No, it is not. Can we assume the American people are a benevolent force? No, we cannot. So, to endlessly have faith in democracy, to endlessly have faith in the American people, is stupid. But it's worse than stupid. It could be interpreted as being immoral. Do the American people have the right to kill all forms of life on the planet? No, they do not. Who cares whether the politicians are duly elected or not? Obviously, it would be better if the system worked. That would be better. But if it doesn't work, it needs to be replaced. Period. Democracy is not a religion. It's not. And particularly in the case of America, where you have these enormous levels of religious delusion, it is very unclear that the American people can be trusted. In the crisis that's coming, we are going to see the emergence of dictators. This is likely to be necessary. This is likely to be the future. So we need to widen our scope of political ideas. And we also need to get into the issue of human rights. There's all this talk about human rights, human rights, human rights. In the struggle for power, if there's a large political faction that's going to kill all life on the planet, what rights do those people have? There will be a coming struggle. There will be a coming war. Some are going to win. Some are going to lose. The notion that this faction or that faction has a right or that everybody has some sort of human rights is absurd, absolutely absurd, in terms of the world that's coming where billions are going to die. So this is the creativity that we need to have. And we need to creatively think about what's coming.